phoning in from Brisbane on Static this evening. It is fantastic to have Lily from the Maidens. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
How's the week of industry schmoozing going for the Maidens, Lily? Because you guys went from the New Zealand music industry festivals the other's way straight into the heart of Big Sound. So you must have been doing a lot of gripping and grinning this week.
That's right, yeah. And Big Sound is kind of like the other's way, except 3 nights in a row, so it's on a whole nother level. And we kind of haven't had any relationship with the Australian industry itself, so we're really in the deep end here.
I thought you guys would be fantastic shit talkers and deal cutters by now.
Oh yes, we've got our secrets.
Well, it must also be good to be able to talk to people and have a record coming out tomorrow as well. You're very in market or something, as the phrase might be.
Yeah, we're so excited. We're definitely pitching our wares left, right and centre. We're really proud of the album, so it feels good to make a song and dance about it.
As you also prep the album, Lily, are there any songs off this My Maidens record that you can direct to these industry people in the crowds at these kind of showcases? I was wondering if Bastards might be a great one to do live this week.
We're definitely doing Bastards live. We play it in our live set at the moment, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to introduce. Absolutely nothing to do with audience, the title, but it's a good one.
There's that great line in the song, which I'm sure you can direct to people, though, if you need to, which is, you feel used when you give yourself.
You like that one?
Oh, yeah. I was even thinking if people are talking in the room, you know, you can direct a song like that at them while you're playing.
I do like to make eye contact with people while I sing, so.
And 3 albums in now for My Maidens, Lily. Have you found that the best songs on these records have come from personal experiences or viewpoints? It feels like a lot of this record is a very first-person aspect.
Yeah, we definitely have opened up a lot more with this album. I think the last 2 that we wrote were very drenched in metaphor and analogy, and this time we're just like hearts on sleeves. It's kind of all out there.
Is that easy to do, to put that stuff on a record?
I think it's taken this time for us to become mature enough to be able to articulate ourselves. Even if it's not our own experience, we love putting our own experiences and the stories of others into the songs, because we're fascinated by human experiences and love to explore that with our music.
Lily, another song on this My Maidens record is Best to Hate the Man, which is an empowered anthem. I hope its backstory isn't too traumatic.
No, not at all. I penned that one. It's actually a call for women to unite and be friends, because so often there's this societal pressure that pits women against each other, and I pray that the title doesn't get misconstrued, because of course we love men, but we just kind of wanted to explore that issue with the sad waltz.
It's going to be another one of those songs which is great to play live as you tour this record out and see people's reactions to it, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a challenging one to play live, because in the recording we use so many synths and electronic drums, but in our live show we try to keep it really raw with just bass, drums and guitar and vocals. So it's a whole new challenge to kind of reinvent it for the stage.
In this album's musical delivery, Lily, it feels like you've dialed back the psych rock aspects of songs like Sunstone on the previous album, Perfect Body. This is much more of a purely pop record for My Maidens as well.
Yeah, we've been trying to twist the genres that we may have found ourselves sitting in, for sure. And we just had so much fun. And I guess the joy comes out in the songs being far more poppy and hooky. And we want to challenge listeners and ourselves to experiment, and it seemed like a really fun way to go. But I think our ultimate goal with the album was to, yes, become more poppy, but at the same time be more experimental and kind of like trick people into listening to these actually quite strange, very sonically weird songs.
Yeah, a lot of the songs really sort of twist and turn on a dime as well, and you can hear that you guys have obviously been playing together for a few years now, because there's a lot of sharp turns on some of these My Maidens songs.
Yeah, we love juxtaposition and we love surprises. So there's a lot of, I guess, like drops, which kind of feeds into that pop thing you're talking about as well. But our own take, I guess.
Not total hip-hop drops, though. That'll be album number four, right? Lily, it also feels that you and Gussie have learnt to really infuse your voices together more strongly for this record too. And I know Gussie's mum even sang on I Might Disappear, so there's a lot of vocal action on this record too.
Yeah, that's right. Gussie's mum was part of our girl gang choir. We had...
Unreal.
Yeah, we had five amazing women from the Wellington music scene sing on a few of the songs on the record. And similarly, mine and Gussie's voices are both really layered in the production, and we just felt like it really fit in with this overarching theme of women's voices and women's stories, and it was really fitting to just have kind of everybody crying out across the record.
And so now you just need to get crowds to do that when you're playing live. You need to bring people up on stage or something.
I would love for that to happen. It's a dream for sure.
As well as making this My Maidens album, you've also designed your own pedal at the same time, this thing called a moon cycle. You worked with this pedal builder called Emerald Rose. So have you got the My Maidens sound in a box at your feet now? Is that what this pedal actually resonates?
Yeah, definitely. That's why we built it. We used so much modulation, like chorus pedals and flanges and vibrato, during the production of the album, and we wanted to build something that could kind of have this album sound to it, this wobbly strangeness. But we also wanted to do something that would really help people engage with the sonic landscape, I guess, of the album. And so I guess that kind of goes back to thinking about how these sounds are made with guitar pedals. And we also just wanted to have a bit of fun, like, that's why we do this, because it's such a good time. And we really wanted to just, like, build a feminist guitar pedal because we could.
Are you all gearheads? There's footage of you soldering this thing together, right?
No. So Emerald Rose built the pedal. She's the genius behind it all. Gussie and I would love to foray into building pedals, but we're just collectors at the moment.
So what, this is going to save you buying pedals when you go on the road as well now, is it? There'll be less time spent in instrument shops around the world.
Oh, we did spend an hour in a vintage guitar shop today, so I don't know about that.
Maybe you should be selling your pedals on the road. Are you taking it door to door while you're on this tour?
We've only ended up making three of the Moon Cycle pedals, so it's very limited. So only one lucky person will get the pedal, and then we get the others.
Far out, Lily. You need to look after those on the road, because there'll be one night where you're leaving a venue quickly. You need to do a sweep each time before you leave, because I don't want one of those left in, you know, Copenhagen or something.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's great to have the album coming out tomorrow. You get to celebrate the release of Look Me in the Eye in Australia. You're going from Brisbane straight to Melbourne. So as a Sydney radio station, I do have to pick one bone with you. What are you doing to us?
I'm so sorry. We'd love to play Sydney. We just have to fly off to Europe to play shows in Switzerland.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'd love to play. If you have a venue you would like to see us at.
All right, maybe we'll start a phone in now. We'll give you some results later on, Lily.
That sounds great.
Well, look, you guys look after yourselves on the road. Have an awesome album release day tomorrow. And we might have a listen to the final song on the record, which is one of those real twist and turny numbers called Priorities.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you so much for talking to us this evening. You enjoy the schmoozing and a little bit of drinking at Big Sound, Lily. And this is My Maidens on Static.
Thank you. It was lovely talking to you.